WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM presents High School Softball. Thank you for tuning in to live high school softball on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM and streaming online around the world at WKHM.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to today's presentation of high school softball. Today, we bring you live coverage of the 2026 Division III Softball State Championship featuring the Grass Lake Warriors and the Ravenna Bulldogs at Michigan State University. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and WKHM.com. Thanks for joining me today as the Grass Lake Warriors are looking to repeat as Division III state champions last year. Able to break through for the first time, able to take down Clare in that state championship. If you remember, that was an absolutely crazy ending to that game. That seventh inning was just unbelievable. Lots of weird plays and twists and overturns and everything that you could imagine happened in that seventh inning, but it, at the end of the day, resulted in the Grass Lake Warriors winning their first softball state championship in school history. And they've made it back to this stage here in 2026. Of course, they've had to beat more than their fair share of tough teams in this playoff run. I mean, Columbia Central, they had to get past Clinton, Ottawa Lake Whiteford, heck, even an undefeated Everett team in their game yesterday. Unbelievable performances. We had players step it. Obviously, Mo Conrad, all starts with her in the circle. Did spectacular. Able to hold that Everett lineup in check. And, of course, they were able to do some damage on her. Of course, a solo home run and then later a RBI double in there. But otherwise, her. And then great defense as well behind her. When you got a great pitcher and then great defense behind her, I mean, just makes it so, so tough on these teams to try to score runs. But you had young players stepping up for this Grass Lake team yesterday. I mean, freshman Michaela Jurek, she was able to drive in the first run of the game for Grass Lake, a one-run double in the third inning. And then you had a sophomore catcher, Chloe Hollifield, with a two-run single in the fifth inning that would eventually stand as the winning hit of the game. So, Grass Lake, they're back here on this stage, but they're taking on a team who has never been here before. Ravenna, this is their first ever state championship appearance. They previously have made it to the semifinals. Last year, as a matter of fact, they lost to Clare, who then, of course, eventually went on to lose to Grass Lake in the state championship. But previously, in 2024, made the state quarterfinals, and then the year before that, in 2023, made the state semifinals. So, recent history, a lot of deep postseason runs for this Ravenna team, but has never quite broken through to a state championship game. But here they are, 7-0 win yesterday against New Lothrop. Pretty low scoring for the majority of it, as a matter of fact. A 1-0 ball game through five innings. And it wasn't until the sixth inning that was when Ravenna was able to blow the doors wide open. A three-run base hit from Sydney Morrissey, making it 4-0. And then in the top of the seventh inning, some insurance runs for good measure. A two-run home run from Sydney Morrissey, and then a Riley Homily one-run double, giving them their last three runs to make it that 7-0 win over New Lothrop there in their semifinal matchup yesterday. As I mentioned, again, never played in the championship. 39-1 in the season. Lone loss was to Morley Stanwood, who is one of the teams that they were able to take down in their playoff path. A little bit, I would say, not as impressive as Grass Lake's playoff path in terms of some of the tough teams they've had to beat, but they still have had to beat some tough teams in their path. White Cloud and Kent City is who they beat in the district tournament. They then beat Covenant Christian and Morley Stanwood in the regionals. Again, Morley Stanwood, a team that they had to, that gave them their only loss of the year. They then beat Bronson on Tuesday in the state quarterfinals, and then New Lothrop yesterday. So pretty much the regionals onward. That's generally the rule of thumb, regional championship and onward. That's when the level of competition just really, really kicks up. And you're facing good teams from here on out. And Ravenna, they obviously only one loss in the season, able to make it to their first ever state championship game. We'll see what this team has. And it's always kind of interesting to see some of these teams that have never matched up with each other. Obviously, we know both these teams have the recent history of making it to the Final Four. You know, Grass Lake winning last year, and then even yesterday beating the team that won the Division III state championship the year before. So you had the last two Division III championships matching up yesterday, Grass Lake winning out. And then here Ravenna, as I mentioned, they've been knocking on the door the last couple of years, but looking to break through today. So first key of the game, I would say, for this matchup for Grass Lake, they got to keep playing excellent defense. It all starts with defense. That's what they always say. Defense wins championships, and baseball, softball, no exception. If you limit those mistakes, you're really taking away some of these opportunities for these opponents. I mean, look, yesterday they only had one error. That error did come late. It was the error to lead off the bottom of the seventh inning for Everts that got them on. Of course, they had that late chance. They were trying to rally at least force extra innings. So that was a big error there, but obviously the team not letting that come back to bite them. And obviously the rest of the game was very clean defensively from there. A lot of great defensive plays that we've seen from this Grass Lake team all playoff run. So I think key number one starts with defense. Got to limit those errors, prevent those extra base runners and extra opportunities to move up on the bases. Got to prevent those. You don't want to let anything easy go towards this Ravenna team in terms of those adding runs. Second key, I know it's tough at this stage with the quality of pitching that you're facing, but gotta come through at the plate. Don't let these runner and scoring position opportunities pass you by. We've seen it in the last couple of games. Not as much in the game yesterday. We saw it a little bit early on, but especially the game before that, some tough, tough pitching that they faced against Ottawa Lake Whiteford with runners in scoring positions. A lot of early opportunities this team not able to capitalize. Obviously, with this quality of pitching, gets that much more difficult. But you gotta come through. You gotta get those opportunities when they come by. You gotta capitalize. You gotta come through. Obviously, we saw yesterday they had bases loaded in the first inning, although that did all come with two outs, but regardless, they had two in scoring position right there, bases loaded. Didn't come away with any runs in the first, then even in the second inning, you had two more runs in scoring position. So just through the first two innings, you had five runners left on base. They did come away with the win at the end of the day, but regardless, got to come through in those situations. And third key of the game, I think, you got to come with early pressure, got to get the early lead. I think you saw the difference in their game yesterday versus their game on Tuesday. Then getting out to that early lead. Now, it was a very close, low-scoring game in their Tuesday win in the quarterfinals against Whiteford. But they were trailing for the latter half of that game and having to rally, of course, in that seventh inning. But you could see the difference in the game yesterday, able to get that lead midway through in that fifth inning and being able to shut down Everett from there. You could really see that pressure wearing on Everett as the game was going on. And that was pressure that they hadn't really seen before this season. You know, being an undefeated team, being more up north, it's hard to see, you know, what's the quality of opponents that they've had to play on the season. But when you put that pressure on, some of these top-tier teams like that get out in front early, then, you know, some of that is pressure that they have not quite been able to experience on the season. So if you can get out to a lead early, it doesn't even have to be a blowout. Just, you know, maybe the first two innings, come away with maybe a 1 or 2-0 lead. Just get something out front and put the pressure on Ravenna. As, again, this is the furthest that this school has ever made it. They've never made it this far before. So they're wanting to have a good performance today. Obviously, Grass Lake looking to defend their title, looking to be back-to-back state champions here in 2026. So should be a fun one. We're going to take a timeout. That'll wrap up our pregame presentation here for the 2026 softball state championship. We're going to take a 3-minute timeout. When we come back, we will have first pitch for you from Michigan State University, Grass Lake, and Ravenna. Softball state championship brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. At Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Happy summer! This is Jennifer Scanlon with the Brokerage House. Are you dreaming of lake days? Join us for the Irish Hills Lake and Home Tour, Saturday, June 20th from 10 to 5. Jump on a pontoon and enjoy a tour on 5 of the area's most desirable lakes. The Brokerage House is partnering with Flagstar Bank, Eagle Point Marine, the Irish Hills Chamber of Commerce, and the Home Builders Association to welcome guests at the Eagle's Nest on gorgeous Clark Lake. Call the Brokerage House today for your complimentary wristband while supplies last. 517-788-8733. Let's make your next move a move to the lake.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
You are listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
2026 Softball State Championship brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey Softwater, will be Transit Mix, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, and Phelps Towing. Ready to go here in this one. Ravenna will be batting first here in inning number one. So Mo Conrad out there in the circle, ready to get this thing underway. Partly cloudy skies, very warm weather today. Beautiful weather for this championship action today. Of course, next door to us at Jeff Ishbia Field, we've got the the baseball state championships going on today as well. We've even got some soccer state championships as well to our left. A lot of action here at Michigan State University. So Mo Conrad, of course, she's been great as always in this playoff run. And yesterday, man, making everything difficult for Everett. Of course, Everett able to break through for a couple of extra base hits in that one, but otherwise able to hold them at bay in all seven innings, allowing two runs on six hits, three strikeouts and zero walks for Mo Conrad. Nice pitcher's duel yesterday that she was able to win out with. So speaking of pitcher's duel, Mo Conrad, first batter she's going to face today is the Ravenna pitcher, Natalie Roselle. So we're ready to get this one underway. Roselle, couple of practice swings before stepping into the left-handed batter's box. Conrad ready to go in the circle. Here's the first pitch, showing bunts, but that's going to be missing the contact and getting the top of the zone anyways. Called first strike, and the 2026 Division III State Championship now underway. Thanks for hanging out with us on WKHM this Saturday afternoon. Final sports broadcast of the 2025-2026 high school sports season. Another one in the dirt, ball one. Mo Conrad, next one, check swing. And didn't break the plane, but that one got the top of the zone all the same. One ball, two strikes. Conrad in ahead of the count of Natalie Roselle, leadoff hitter for Ravenna. Next one, 1-2, half swing. That one slow roller along the third baseline. And Kennedy Collins charging in. She still did not have a play to be made. Just had to eat that one. And that's an infield single for Natalie Roselle. She just looked a little out of sorts in the box there, trying to get used to the strike zone and some of these pitches from Conrad. And again, just a half-hearted swing. Didn't fully commit, but able to leg out an infield single all the same. So Ravenna gets the leadoff batter on. We got a swing and a grounder to third immediately. Collins gets the force out at second to Layla Smith, at least to get the first out, but still a runner on first all the same there for the shortstop, Reese Harrimans, who reaches on fielder's choice. So Harrimans on first with one out. Quick circle visit there for the Grass Lake infielders. Now here's the number three batter, the catcher, Emily Postema. So here's the Ravenna batting order for this championship game. Natalie Roselle pitching, Reese Harriman's shortstop, Emily Postema catcher. Middle three of the order will be the second baseman, Riley Homily. Right fielder, Taylor Nutt, and third baseman, Sydney Morrissey. Here's the first pitch to Postema. It's going to be up and away for ball one. Bottom three of the Ravenna batting order, we've got Kendall Luce, the first baseman, center fielder Adeline Woodring, the designated player in the number nine spot, Sophie Robinson, with Jocelyn Nutt in left field for her flex there. As the next pitch in the dirt as well, 2-0 count for Emily Postema. Steps out of the box, now gets back in. Mo Conrad rocks and deals. Showing bunt, mixes the contact. Meanwhile, a stolen base attempt. Runner goes and is tagged out. Beautiful throw by Chloe Holyfield. Able to get Harriman's out at second. Just like that, base is empty. Two down. Here in the top of the first inning. Should make things a little bit easier on Grass Lake to try to get out of the side. Take a little bit of pressure off after the leadoff batter got on base. Meanwhile, a 2-1 count for Emily Postema, the Ravenna catcher. Gets back in. Ravenna wearing their full blue uniforms, blue jerseys, blue pants with white numbers. Next pitch, inside half the plate, called strike. Although Postuma trying to dodge out of the way of that one. Overhanging the plate a little bit. Cold strike two, 2-2 count. Conrad looking to retire the side in order. Swing, fly ball, left field, slicing and bangs off the wall 3 feet fair. And that's going to be a stand-up double for Emily Postuma to keep the inning alive for Ravenna. Man, really shows you how important that second out was with Reese Harriman's caught stealing at second. That likely would have scored her if that was a successful steal on that play. So runner on second with two outs. Here's Riley Homily, the Ravenna second baseman. First pitch, swing, line drive, left field. That one's caught by Adeline Henson. And there's the third out. So Ravenna, couple of base runners on. And Grass Lake able to hold them scoreless. Two runs, making 0 runs on 2 hits. No errors. 1 runner left on. No score yet. Bottom of the first. Coming your way in 60 seconds. This is the 2026 Softball State Championship presented by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
Whether you're applying to college for the first time, continuing your education, or returning to school, you deserve an education that will prepare you for where you want to go. Jackson College offers in-person and online classes taught by experienced instructors at a cost that won't break the bank. Register now for summer classes, academic programs with great earning potential, a better life, and peace of mind. At Jackson College, you can do it. Call 517-796-8425 or online at jccmi.edu.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You are listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Back here from Michigan State University, bottom of the first inning, no score yet. Here in our 2026 Softball State Championship between Grass Lake and Ravenna. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. And it's Grass Lake, their first time at the plate. Mostly same batting order that they've been running with through the postseason, but just a slight change at the bottom of the order, swapping the 8 and 9 batters, Henson and Kaylee Hilbert. Otherwise, all the different players, all the same positions. So leading off is the center fielder, Lily McVicker, who looks at a pitch on the inside half of the plate for a called first strike from Natalie Roselle. As we got a bunt here, that one goes just outside of the circle to Roselle's left. Able to come out of there, make the pickup, throw to first. McVicker, nice hustle there to first, but she's going to ground out there. So leadoff batter retired for Grass Lake. That brings in Layla Smith, second baseman, as we go through the Grass Lake batting order. McVicker, center field, Smith at second. And then in the number three spot, Mackenzie Hilbert, the shortstop. First pitch to Layla Smith. That one gets in the zone for strike one. Roselle winds and fires, swinging a pop foul up and out of play to our right. And she falls behind 0-2. What a foul pitches in that same region yesterday in the state semifinals. Up and out of play to the right towards the baseball field here at MSU. 0-2. Swing and a miss to Smith, and she goes down for the first Roselle strikeout of the day. Base is empty, two outs. Here's Mackenzie Hilbert, trying to keep the inning alive for the Lady Warriors with their white uniforms, white jerseys, white pants, white batting helmets, navy pinstripes, and the navy numbers. First pitch, that one misses just above the zone for ball one. could call it strike one, actually. I was going to say that one looked like it was in the top of the zone based on some of the other pitches we've seen so far. Oh, one, that one misses up and in. A little bit of a back hop there from Hilbert. 1-1 count. Making a 2-0 count. So I did have it right the first time. And the home plate umpire is going to get a new ball in there. So middle three of the Grass Lake batting order. We've got the pitcher, Mo Conrad, in the number four spot, followed by Kenny Collins at third base. And then Michaela Jurek, one of the batting heroes yesterday for Grass Lake, at first base. They're batting in the number six spot. Practice swing for Hilbert before stepping back in. The 2-0. Swing and a miss. Couldn't catch up to the fastball. Now 2-1. Bottom three of the Grass Lake order. We've got Chloe Hollifield catching. And then here's the only change that was made for today's game. Adeline Henson now in the number eight spot in left field. And then Kaylee Hilbert now in the ninth spot. She's in right field. 2-1. Check swing holds up. And that's going to miss above the zone. Appeal to first. And the first base umpire going to confirm that she did hold up. Didn't break the plane there. 3-1 count for Mackenzie Hilbert. And now a quick visit in the circle for Postema and Roselle. Trying to get through this inning. In the game yesterday, the Grass Lake Warriors had two quick outs in their first inning before getting bases loaded at the blink of an eye. They weren't able to score. As the next pitch is going to be swung on and foul tipped behind into the netting. 3-2 full count. Roselle looking to retire Grass Lake in order. Grass Lake looking to keep the inning going, looking for a little two-out magic to start this game. Payoff. That one misses up and in, and it's a walk. So a walk and a strikeout. Bottom of the first inning for Roselle. Brings in Mo Conrad.
Number 11, Mo Conrad.
Mo Conrad in yesterday's game at the plate. She was 2-for-4. Couple of singles, couple of runs scored on her behalf by Ava Hamp as we got a single. Line drive, base hit into left field. This is going to be trouble for Ravenna. Hilbert rounds third. She's going home for the score. Not even going to have a throw. Conrad coasting into second with a stand-up double. Driving in our first run of the game. 1-0 Grass Lake. RBI brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. So Mo Conrad able to come through there, getting great contact against Roselle. I mentioned two-out magic. Just getting a single base runner on and deep enough to score Hilbert all the way from first.
13, Ava Hamp.
So Ava Hamp, as we figured would happen, she is the pinch runner at second base in place of Conrad after that go-ahead double. First pitch for Kennedy Collins, the third baseman. Runs out of the zone, ball one. Couple practice swings before stepping back into the box. Roselle looking to just get this last out. Next one swung. This is going to be a fly ball into center field and is going to be into the glove of Woodring. Getting the sun out of her eyes to make that catch, but Grass Lake with two outs, a walk to Hilbert, and then a one-run double from Mo Conrad puts Grass Lake in front early in our 2026 state championship, 1-0. Top of the second coming your way next. This is the 2026 Division III softball state championship brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour on WKHM.
Sometimes the stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC. Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
You are listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Today's coverage brought to you by Prate's Place Restaurant in Grass Lake. Open 7 days a week with live music on select nights, an event space, and catering for your next event, graduation parties, and such. They offer smoked meats, pizzas, tacos, and more. Prate's Place, Grass Lake's very own sports bar and family restaurant. 1-0 Warriors through one. Able to come through on Mo Conrad's one-run double in the last half inning, and now looking to keep Ravenna off the board here in the top of the second. 5, 6, and 7 due up for the Lady Bulldogs here. It's the right fielder, Taylor Nutt, who immediately grounds one foul along the third base line. A couple base runners for Ravenna in the top of the first. The leadoff single, infield single for Natalie Roselle. She eventually was out at second on a fielder's choice for the next batter. She was then caught stealing. Emily Postuma with a two-out double, and then she was stranded on the bases. Next pitch in there for a strike. It's 1-1 for Taylor Nutt. Next delivery, swinging a line drive, screamer foul along the third base line. Could have done some damage there, but it's a 1-2 count for Nutt. Mo Conrad looking to retire the leadoff batter right here. Ravenna, their win yesterday, 7-0 over New Lothrop. Very close game for the majority of it. Through five innings, it was only 1-0 for Ravenna before adding their other six runs in the sixth and seventh innings. Next pitch misses below the knees there. 2-2 count for Nutt. Practice swing before getting back into the right-handed batter's box. The 2-2. That one misses high on the fastball. Grass Lake's supporters thinking that was going to be strike three. But a little bit too high there. 3-2. Conrad walks back to the back of the circle before getting ready on the rubber. Payoff pitch. That one misses high, and it's a leadoff walk. So not able to get the leadoff hitter out. Both innings now, Ravenna getting that first batter on base. Now here is Sydney Morrissey, who did a good amount of the damage yesterday for Ravenna at the plate. First pitch to her is going to miss high for ball one. She had a bases clearing hit in the sixth inning to score three runs, and then she was able to score another two runs in the seventh on a two-run home run. Another pitch, fastball, gets the outside half of the plate. One ball, one strike. Conrad ready to go again. Kicks and fires off the plate. 2-1. Trying to get back into the strike zone here for Conrad. 2-1. Swing, fly ball. This one going to shallow center field, and it's going to be gloved by the shortstop. And then a double play. Mackenzie Hilbert getting under that one. And Taylor Nutt caught off the base in case she wasn't able to make the play. A laser throw to first to Jurek. Able to double off Nutt. So just like that, base is empty. with two outs. Here is Kendall Luce now, just trying to keep the inning alive for Ravenna. Kendall Luce, number seven in the Ravenna batting order. First pitch right down Main Street. Called first strike. Kendall Luce, first baseman for Ravenna. Going to have a step off now for Mo Conrad. Ready to go. Here's the 0-1. That one missing above the zone. See, and that's the sort of defense I'm talking about. That's critical for Grass Lake in these playoffs. Just great situational awareness. Able to make the play sequentially as well. As we got a fly ball in the right field. This one in foul territory as it's ran down by Kaylee Hillbearer. For out number three. So a leadoff walk turning into a double play. And then a fly out there. A nice run down by Hillbearer. To retire Ravenna in order. Here in the top of the second. Grass Lake holds on 1-0. Bottom of the second coming up next. This is the 2026 Softball State Championship brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
Longer days, better weather, more places to go, and everyone's back out on the road. From work days to weekend plans, it's the season to get moving. Until a little bumper fender bender slows you down. If that happens, take a breath and take it to Trips Collision, your local trusted source for collision repair. From minor dents to major repairs, Trips Collision will get your vehicle looking right and safely back on the road in no time. Because around here, when something happens to your vehicle, people know they can count on Trips Collision, proudly serving Lansing, East Lansing, and Jackson.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
You are listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
First pitch to Michaela Jurek to lead off the bottom of the second for Grass Lake. Gets the outside half for a called first strike, followed by a swing and a miss. Quick 0-2 count. It's 1-0. Grass Lake over Ravenna, a one-run double with two outs in the last inning for Mo Conrad to get Grass Lake in front. 0-2, fastball missing away. 6, 7, and 8 due up for Grass Lake in this inning. Of course, Jurek bringing in the first run of the game yesterday in the third inning, gave them a three, make it a third inning 1-0 lead before Everett was able to answer quickly with a solo home run in the bottom of the third. Got a swing and a foul tip into the screen behind. Still a 1-2 count for Jurek. 1-2 out in front of that one. Nice changeup for Roselle. There's her second strikeout of the game. And she retires the leadoff batter.
Number 9, Chloe Hollifield.
Chloe Hollifield steps in now, catcher. Of course, a huge out that she was able to get in the top of the first inning. Defensively, able to catch a base runner stealing at second, which was massive from the standpoint that immediately after that, Ravenna able to hit a double, which if she wasn't able to throw her out, that would have been the first run of the game for Ravenna. First two pitches to Hollifield miss. Up and away, 2-0 count. Getting ahead of Natalie Roselle here. 2-0 pitch. That one held off. Getting the upper outside corner. 2-1 count. Roselle, of course, trying to stay on top of her game, preventing the loud contact here. We got a swing and a foul tip into the glove of Postuma, the catcher. Evening Hollifield into the count, 2-2. First inning, it was two quick outs for Grass Lake. We got a pitch in the dirt here. Good block there by Postuma. 3-2 full count to Hollifield. It was two quick outs in the first inning for Grass Lake before a Mackenzie Hillbearer walk and then Mo Conrad double to score that first run. Payoff pitch. That one called strike three on the outside half, and it's back-to-back strikeouts for Natalie Roselle to start inning number two for Grass Lake at the plate. Bases empty, two outs, 1-0 Grass Lake. Here in the bottom of two, here is Adelyn Henson, one of three Grass Lake seniors on the roster, trying to keep the inning going. First pitch from Roselle. Fastball misses away for ball one. So Adelyn Henson, one of the three seniors, as I mentioned, as well as Mo Conrad and Layla Smith. As we got a swing and a ground ball, this one goes to short. Throw over the first in time. Harriman's to loose as Grass Lake goes down in order here in the bottom of the second, but they still hang on in front. 1-0 over Ravenna. Top of the third inning. Coming up in 60 seconds, this is the 2026 Division III Softball State Championship brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
Jackson County homeowners, there has never been a better time to upgrade to a high-efficiency Amana system than right now. With Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Amana dealer, get a brand new AC system installed for as little as $99 per month, plus free 10-year warranty, free Wi-Fi thermostat, and free 1-year Comfort Club maintenance plan. Call Aspen 1 Hour today to schedule your free in-home estimate, always on time, or you don't pay a dime.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
You are listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
2026 Softball State Championship brought to you by Wolverine Seal Coating, Grimes Plumbing, Jim Winter Auto Group, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, and the Brokerage House. We are through two innings, with Grass Lake hanging on in front 1-0. On Mo Conrad's one-run double back in the first, she steps back into the circle as Ravenna has batters 8, 9, and 1 due up in the inning, led off by Adeline Woodring, the center fielder, who looks at a strike on the lower outside corner. Called for strike one. Takes a practice swing before stepping back in. Here's the 0-1 count. That would take it up and away, missing 1-1. Ravenna in each of the first two innings able to get their leadoff hitter on. Although both times they were out on the bases. The next pitch, that's going to be a bunt now. Conrad pick up, throw to first. That one not in time. So you had Jurek charging in also to try to make the pickup. And you had Layla Smith running the first to try to cover the bag, and all the pieces were there, but just a slow roller. Adeline Woodring able to beat that one out. It's an infield single to lead off the inning, the third hit of the game now for Ravenna as well. So three innings and three times that the leadoff batter gets on base. Now on the first pitch, threatening to run Woodring. She's going to make it about a third of the way before running back. Sophie Robinson, meanwhile, at the plate. She holds off on that first pitch high. Gets ahead in the count 1-0. Sophie Robinson, the designated player for Ravenna. Meanwhile, the flex player, Jocelyn Nutt, in left field for her behalf. As we got the next pitch, fastball. That one gets the top of the zone. Called strike one. It's a 1-1 count for Robinson now. Had to make a correction on the scoreboard there. Initially said 2-0. Next delivery, swing and a line drive. Base hit into left field. And a little bit of a bobble there for Henson, but not going to get any extra advancement on the bases. It's back-to-back singles for Ravenna here in the top of the third with zero outs as they try to get on the board. Grasslake hanging on 1-0. And with the 8 and 9 batters in their lineup, both getting on base, this is a massive opportunity for Ravenna at the top of their lineup to try to come through and at least try this game, as Grasslake is going to have the infielders come in and meet with Conrad there in the circle.
Top of the order for Ravenna, the batter 21, Natalie Rozelle.
Trying to figure out how to get through this jam as Natalie Rozelle, the pitcher for Ravenna, she steps in now. Started the game with a single, but then was immediately retired at second on the fielder's choice. The grounder for the next batter, Reese Harriman, as she swings and misses on the first pitch, low there. 0-1 count. So Woodring at second, Sophie Robinson at first for Ravenna, zero outs. Next pitch, that one misses low and away on the fastball. 1-1 for Natalie Rozelle. So Ravenna trailing here. Similarly to Everett yesterday. Got a swing and a line drive. That one goes to Smith at second. Not able to make the catch. She tries to recover and make the throw to first, and that is not in time. Three infield singles for Rozelle. That one, again, a quick liner right to Smith, batting it down, preventing it from going into the outfield. And then the recovery throw just behind Rozelle, legging that one out. So three infield singles for Ravenna, loading the bases with no outs here in the top of the third. Here's the shortstop, Reese Harriman's now. First pitch, swing and a line drive. This one into left field, bangs off the fence. One run scores, two runs score. Ravenna takes the lead just like that here in the top of the third. 2-1 over Grasslake on Reese Harriman's two run single, and we're going to have another visit here for Grasslake, this time head coach Roger Cook coming in from the dugout to meet with the team. Ravenna just putting on that early pressure. Woodring able to leg out that single on a bunt to lead off the inning. Sophie Robinson, a base hit into left field to get two on. And then Natalie Rozelle, that infield single that Smith, with a great effort to prevent that one from going into the outfield, loading the bases, and then Reese Harriman's single that bangs off of the left field fence. And it looks like we're going to have a pitching change here. Kaylee Hilbearer is going to come in and warm up, give Conrad a break. So we're going to step aside for 30 seconds while she gets warmed up. Ravenna now leads Grasslake 2-1 in the top of the third. Presented by Aspen One Hour on WKHM.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
You are listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
So first two innings for Ravenna at the plate. They were able to get a couple of base runners on, but Grasslake able to come through unscathed there. But here in the third, Ravenna executing their first four batters, all singles. as they're able to get the biggest base hit of the game for them so far. Reese Harriman's in the last at bat. A two-run single. Not only getting Ravenna on the board, but taking their first lead in the game. And a pitching change, of course, Kaylee Hilberger coming into the circle now in place of Mo Conrad, who goes to first base now. Jurek in right. And now Harriman. They can post him now at the plate. First pitch is in the dirt, and that's going to open up a window for both base runners to move up on a wild pitch. So Natalie Rozelle at third, Reese Harriman's at second now. With still zero outs. Great opportunity for Postuma now to try to add to the Ravenna's lead. Next one, swing and a grounder. This one goes to short, trying to get the out at home, and now caught in a pickle here. Rozelle throw to third to Collins, throw back home, and then the tag out to save the run, and now trying to get a tag out at third with both other base runners trying to move up. Not able to get her out, but at least getting the first out of the inning here and saving a run in the process, but still in the same jam with runners on second and third. Ravenna leads 2-1 still over Grass Lake. So Postuma reaching on fielder's choice. She's able to make it all the way up to second, and now Harriman's at third. With one out, here's Riley Homily, the second baseman. First pitch from Kaylee Hilberger. That one misses high for ball one. She's 0-for-1. She lined out to left field to end the first inning for the Lady Bulldogs. Next pitch, fastball. That one high as well. 2-0 the count. So again, if you're just tuning in, four straight singles for Ravenna here at the top of the third, getting them on the board and in front of Grass Lake here in the state championship, 2-1. Next pitch from Kaylee Hilberger now pitching. 3-0. Big chance here for Riley Homily. Takes a moment for getting back in the box. And instead of throwing the next pitch, just going to be the intentional walk. Another bases loaded situation with Taylor Nutt at the plate now. You do get the force out at every base, and we did see that the last time. Not the force out at home, but at least able to save a run getting an out at home. Because we got a swing and a foul tip in the dirt for Taylor Nutt in the first pitch. Falls behind 0-1. So Kaylee Hilberger, this is now the third batter she's faced. Able to get that first out of the inning. And then the intentional walk. So we got a swing and a liner just foul. That was a check swing as well. A check swing liner that slices foul along the first baseline. You could see all of the Ravenna supporters to my right. They all stood up as if that was going to score more runs, but they had to sit back down with it being simply a foul. Boy, that would have been a huge play right there for Ravenna. Meanwhile, 0-2, grounder to short, throw home for the force out. Out number two, great decision there for Mackenzie Hilberger. And that's exactly why they did the bases loading intentional walk with the last batter, so that that could be a possibility. So a huge second out for Grass Lake, but the bases remain loaded, and here is Sydney Morrissey. Careful. Careful with her at the plate. Able to hit a home run yesterday. As we got a swing and a grounder. This one just past Hilberger. Goes into left field. Two-run score. And now caught in a pickle between second and third. Riley Homily make it. Taylor Nutt's going to be tagged out to end the inning, but two-run score all the same on the last play. Sydney Morrissey, two-run single. Lead grows to three. It's 4-1 now for Ravenna over Grass Lake, trying to answer in the bottom of this third inning. Coming up in 60 seconds, this is the 2026 Softball State Championship, brought to you by Aspen One Hour on WKHF.
So your driveway looks like it's been beaten up by the unforgiving Michigan weather. Your parking lot worn out beyond belief. Get it the protection it needs from Wolverine Seal Coating. Wolverine Seal Coating can extend the life of your pavement by applying fresh seal coating. And it looks incredible, too. Built to last, their high-quality products provide a durable barrier against the elements and will maintain the beauty of your property. If your driveway or parking lot looks bad, don't let it get any worse. Call Wolverine Seal Coating for a free estimate or visit WolverineSealCoating.com.
Jackson County homeowners, there has never been a better time to upgrade to a high-efficiency Amana system than right now. With Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Amana dealer, get a brand-new AC system installed for as little as $99 per month, plus free 10-year warranty, free Wi-Fi thermostat, and free 1-year Comfort Club maintenance plan. Call Aspen One-Hour today to schedule your free in-home estimate, always on time, or you don't pay a dime.
You are listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Five singles lead to four runs scoring for Ravenna in the top of the third inning, and now Grass Lake looking to answer that here in the bottom of the third, trailing 4-1. In the 2026 Softball State Championship. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. 9-1-2 batters due up in the inning for Grass Lake. Led off by Kaylee Hillbearer, who swings and misses on the first pitch. Fall behind 0-1 to Natalie Roselle in the circle for the Lady Bulldogs. Next delivery, rocks and fires, showing bunt. That's going to be popped foul to the right-hand side. And now an 0-2 count for Hillbearer. So Mo Conrad, of course, starting the last inning, but after four consecutive singles, the last of which scoring the first two Ravenna runs of that inning, she got replaced by Kaylee Hillbearer, who got all three outs in the inning, but unfortunately two more runs scoring in that process, and now a swing and a miss. Strikeout number four today for Natalie Roselle. Retires the leadoff hitter. All three innings, Grass Lake has been unsuccessful in getting the leadoff batter on. Compared to Ravenna, who all three of their innings, they were able to get the leadoff batter on base. First pitch now to Lily McVicker. High fastball. She swings and misses and falls behind in the count 0-1. Not very often that Grass Lake has been trailing in this postseason as we've got a next pitch ball. Getting some groans there from Ravenna's supporters. That one looked on target in terms of height, but that one maybe a little inside. Next pitch, all the same, we've got a swing and a pop right to the middle of the infield and in the circle. Roselle able to make the catch for out number two. Grass Lake went down in order in the second inning, and now Roselle trying to do that in back-to-back innings. She has now retired her last six batters she's seen. Here is Layla Smith trying to keep the inning alive for Grass Lake as she looks at a fastball off the plate for a called ball one. So Grass Lake, of course, did trail 3-1 late and rallied in the seventh inning against Ottawa Lake Whiteford on Tuesday in the quarterfinals. But a three-run deficit. Last time they had a deficit like this in the playoffs was that district semifinal game against Columbia Central that they were eventually able to dig themselves out of that hole. Trying to answer here, but it involves coming through against a very, very good pitcher. And Natalie Roselle. Two balls and a strike now as the next pitch misses high for Layla Smith. Clouds covering the sun briefly here for at times for this championship game. It was hiding behind the clouds for a moment. Now sun peeking out again. Swing and foul tip into the screens behind, and it's now 2-2 for Layla Smith. One strikeout in the first inning, two strikeouts in the second inning. Natalie Roselle looking for her second strikeout in this third inning. 2-2, swing and a miss, gets it, bounces in the dirt. It's going to be picked up by Postuma, throw to first in time to secure that throw out. And there is strikeout number 5 for Natalie Roselle. Grass Lake sees 7 consecutive batters retired in order dating back to the first inning. And they trail Ravenna 4-1. Going into the top of the fourth inning, coming up in 60 seconds. This is the 2026 Softball State Championship brought to you by Aspen One Hour on WKHM.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. At Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You're listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Here at the top of the fourth inning now of the 2026 Division III Softball State Championship at Michigan State University. Ravenna leads Grass Lake 4-1. Back at the plate here after a huge third inning at the plate. Kaylee Hilbearer remains in the circle for the Lady Warriors. First pitch fouled, and then the second pitch in the dirt. 1-1 count now to Kendall Luce leading us off. As the next pitch high and away, 2-1. It's a huge inning for Ravenna, able to plate 4 runs on 5 hits, including starting the inning with 4 consecutive singles. Next pitch up and away again, 3-1 for Kendall Luce. So Ravenna was able to have 8 of their 9 batters go through in that third inning. Eventually had Kaylee Hilbearer come in relief, but after she did, unfortunately, not able to prevent any further runs from scoring as the last play of the inning. Got a called second strike now. 3-2 full count for Luce. Next pitch on its way, payoff. That one is swung on, fouled into the screen behind. Last play of the inning had Sydney Morrissey, a 2-run single, and then Taylor Nutt overran second, caught in a jam there between second and third, and was tagged out for the last out as we got a swing and a grounder to third. Collins throw across to Mo Conrad now at first to secure the first out. That's a good sign for Grass Lake defensively.
Next up, number 1, Adeline Woodley.
Getting the leadoff hitter out after the first 3 innings. Ravenna able to get the leadoff batter on base. And we saw, of course, what that blossomed into in the last inning, which, speaking of, here's Adeline Woodring at the plate now. She was the leadoff batter in that 4-run third inning. And her single getting that whole commotion started, a bunt single. As she looks at the first pitch for a ball, next pitch, swing and a miss. Good pitch there from Hilbearer. Able to get her a little bit off balance. 1-1. So Kaylee Hilbearer, since coming in relief, has gotten 4 outs, allowing 2 runs on 1 hit. Got a pitch in the dirt now. 2-0 for Adeline Woodring. Today's coverage brought to you by Kelly Express Mart, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, Jackson College, County National Bank, and Omni. 2-1 count. Riser misses just high. 3-1 now for Adeline Woodring. 1-for-1, as I mentioned, with that third inning single that eventually turned into the first of 4 runs for Ravenna in the inning. Next pitch, a Swinging bunt. That one deflects foul to the left-hand side. And now a 3-2 full count for the second consecutive batter. Kendall Luce before her grounded out to third. And here's another payoff. Swing and another tapper foul to the left-hand side. I will say it's good to see a couple fouled pitches go off to the left-hand side there. Yesterday it was all up and out of play to the right. Non-stop. I think we've only had one of those today. 3-2 payoff again. This one a grounder to short. Pick up and throw to first to Conrad in time. Here's out number two. Good throw there by Mackenzie Hillbearer. And now the first two batters retired for Ravenna.
At the plate, number two, Sophie Robinson.
This is the defensive inning that Grass Lake has needed. Of course, inning not over yet, but they found themselves with that leadoff batter on each time the first three innings. Some early threats there, but now with the number nine batter at the plate, Sophie Robinson. Looking at a first pitch ball. Now a swing and a red hot grounder to third. That one eats up Kennedy Collins. Not able to make the pickup and transfer throw to first. And the inning continues for Ravenna with the top of their lineup. Number one batter, Natalie Roselle, now at the plate.
Top of the order for the Bulldogs, 21, Natalie Roselle.
She was able to come through with the third single of that inning. He's got a swing and a first pitch grounder to second. Gloved by Smith. Throw over to Conrad at first in time. And that two out error does not come to pass to add to Ravenna's lead as Ravenna remains in front of Grass Lake 4-1. Bottom of the fourth coming your way in 60 seconds. This is the 2026 Division III Softball State Championship brought to you by Aspen One Hour on WKHM.
Dave Ramsey here. You know I teach that the only way to have peace of mind when life happens is to be prepared for emergencies. When it comes to car emergencies, I'm a huge fan of the body shop team at Jim Winter Auto Group. They understand how important peace of mind is to my listeners. With genuine GM parts and a lifetime workmanship warranty, these guys stand behind every job as long as you own your car. They can fix anything, from the minor stuff like dings, dents, and scratches to major wrecks on any brand of vehicle. Jim Winter Auto Group is conveniently located in Jackson near the airport. They offer a free shuttle service, a fleet of late model rental cars, and handle all the issues with your insurance company. Folks, there is a difference in dealerships. That difference is the people and service at Jim Winter Auto Group. Call 517-787-5100 or visit jimwinterautobody.com to schedule an estimate.
You are listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
4-1, Grass Lake trails Ravenna now in the bottom of the fourth inning of our 2026 Division III Softball State Championship. Natalie Roselle first pitch to Mackenzie Hillbearer, leading us off for Grass Lake. Misses above the zone for ball one. 3-4-5 in the Grass Lake lineup, due up in the inning. As the next pitch, that one misses off the plate again. 2-0. Grass Lake, they've got some work to do, but only two total base runners in this one, and they came all the way back in the first inning. 2-0. A little bit of a check swing there from Hillbearer. Doesn't commit, but it's called strike one anyways on the outside half, 2-1. So in the first inning, two quick outs, and then a Mackenzie Hillbearer walk and a Mo Conrad double that at that time gave Grass Lake a 1-0 lead as we got a fly ball in the right field on the next pitch into the glove of Taylor Nutt for out number one. Brings in the aforementioned Mo Conrad to the plate with her one-run double in that first inning. At that time, gave Grass Lake a 1-0 lead before Ravenna was able to break through with a 5-hit, 4-run third inning to take control of this game for the time being. She swings and misses on the first pitch for a strike. So after Mo Conrad's one-run double in the first, Grass Lake has had their last eight hitters retired since then. Kennedy Collins flying out to end the first. And then Grass Lake retired in order in the second and third innings. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Conrad out in front of that one, and she falls behind 0-2. As I mentioned, she was 2-for-4 at the plate yesterday. And then Ava Hamp able to score a pair of runs on her behalf, running on the bases. We got a swing and a pop foul out of play up and over the Ravenna dugout to our right-hand side. Grass Lake occupying both dugouts during the final four here. They occupied that first base dugout in the first game and occupying the third base dugout in this game as Mo Conrad swings and misses on the next pitch. And she goes down swinging for Natalie Rozelle's sixth strikeout of the game. Nine batters retired in a row for Rozelle, dating back to the final out of the first. Here is Kennedy Collins. Grass Lake third baseman trying to keep the inning alive now. A couple practice swings for her. She calls time before the first pitch. Now the first pitch, that's going to be taken right down the middle for a called first strike. 0-1 count now for Kennedy Collins, who started this streak for Rozelle as she swings and grounds one to short. Gloved throw to first in time. Harriman's to loose as Grass Lake is retired in order for the third inning in a row, and they have their last 10 batters in a row retired. They remain behind Ravenna in this state championship 4-1. Top of the fifth coming your way in 60 seconds. State championship brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
You are listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Today's coverage of the 2026 Softball State Championship brought to you by Preet's Place Restaurant in Grass Lake. Open 7 days a week with live music on select nights, event space, and catering for graduation parties and your next event, offering smoked meats, pizzas, tacos, and more. That's Preet's Place, Grass Lake's very own sports bar and family restaurant. Ravenna, 2, 3, and 4 batters due up. Here in the top of the fifth inning, leading Grass Lake 4-1. As the shortstop, Reese Harriman's at the plate now. Currently with a 1-1 count, looking at that last pitch off the plate. Kaylee Hillbearer remaining in the circle for Grass Lake for the last two innings. At least came in to get all three outs in that third inning after Ravenna at that point had already taken a 2-1 lead. She came in, unfortunately not able to prevent any further runs, score a 2-run single in there with a tag out on the bases to end the inning. But since then, nearly retired Ravenna in order in the fourth inning, but a 2-out error prevented that from happening. She was able to get the next out safely, however. 2-2 count now. Swinging a grounder just foul along the third base line, gloved by Collins to officially rule the play dead. 2-2 count still for Reese Harriman's, who is 1-for-2. Fielder's choice and then caught stealing in the first inning. And then she brought in the tying and go-ahead runs in the third inning with her two-run single, which capped off a run of four consecutive base hits for Ravenna. 3-2 full count now, laid off the next pitch. Big one right here for Hilbert. Another swing and a grounder along the third baseline. Pulling a couple of pitches foul in this at-bat. Tough to get out. Of course, had a couple of big at-bats in the win yesterday for Ravenna. 7-0 semifinal win over New Lothrop to clinch the first ever state championship appearance for this Lady Bulldog program. Another payoff, swing and a grounder. This one stays fair to Collins right at third. Whisks that one over to first for the first out. So Kaylee Hilbert has done a good job since coming in relief to stabilize the situation a little bit. Mo Conrad dealing with a couple base runners in each of the first two innings, but some solid pitching and defense behind her. Able to help keep Ravenna off the board, but then things boiling over in that third. A couple of infield hits. As a matter of fact, those four singles to start that inning, all of them infield hits. As now we're going to have head coach Roger Cook coming in to have a quick chat with his team. Looks like maybe Mo Conrad is going to be coming back into the circle after she needed a two-plus inning break. We've seen that previously in this postseason where Mo Conrad will start the game. Kaylee Hilbert comes in for at least an inning in the middle, and then Mo Conrad will come back in. So we'll see what happens here. I believe Hilbert is just going to be staying in. Just going to be Roger Cook chatting with the team here. So players going back to their positions. It will still be Hilbert in the circle. Currently a 1-0 count rather for Emily Postuma, the catcher. Bases empty, one out in the top of the fifth, 4-1. Ravenna lead over Grass Lake. Swing and grounder right back to Hilbert in the circle. Able to bat it down and then makes the throw to first. Boy, that one stings. She's limping a little bit after that one. Clearly in pain, but able to not think about that pain for just a moment as she was able to make that recovery throw over to first for out number two. Looks like she's going to be okay, though. Just needed a couple of paces around the circle to walk that one off. Hear the support there from the Grass Lake fans. Packed house here at Michigan State University. Stands were totally full with supporters of both teams 30 minutes before first pitch. So bases empty, two outs now. Here's Riley Homily. Looking to keep the inning alive for Ravenna, which she does. She grounds one immediately on the first pitch in the gap between short and third. And Ravenna all five innings now with at least one base runner. That is hit number eight of the game for the Lady Bulldogs. Riley Homily is now 1-for-2, a single, a lineout, and an intentional walk. She scored one of those four runs in that third inning. And now another base hit, this time from Taylor Nutt. Grounds one immediately just past the shortstop, Mackenzie Hilbert. Some two-out magic brewing for Ravenna now. Back-to-back base hits with two outs. Now here's Sydney Morrissey. She was responsible for the other two runs scored by Ravenna in that third inning. Got another visit in the circle for head coach Roger Cook. And we are going to have another pitching change right here. Mo Conrad coming back in. We're going to step aside for 30 seconds while she gets warmed back up. It's 4-1. Ravenna over Grass Lake. Runners on first and second with two outs in the top of the fifth. Back in a moment, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
Happy summer. This is Jennifer Scanlon with the Brokerage House. Are you dreaming of lake days? Join us for the Irish Hills Lake and Home Tour, Saturday, June 20th from 10 to 5. Jump on a pontoon and enjoy a tour on five of the area's most desirable lakes. The Brokerage House is partnering with Flagstar Bank, Eagle Point Marine, the Irish Hills Chamber of Commerce, and the Home Builders Association to welcome guests at the Eagle's Nest on gorgeous Clark Lake. Call the Brokerage House today for your complimentary wristband while supplies last. 517-788-8733. Let's make your next move a move to the lake.
You are listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Mo Conrad back in the circle for Grass Lake. She's warmed back up, trying to get the third out of the fifth inning. As Ravenna, two quick outs and then back-to-back singles by Riley Homily and Taylor Nutt, moving Kaylee Hilbert back into right field, and Mo Conrad back into the circle from first base. So here's Sydney Morrissey now at the plate, trying to drive in some more runs, looks at the first pitch high for ball one. Sydney Morrissey, she's one for two. A pop out into a double play in the second inning, and then a two-run single in the third inning that eventually did end the inning, as Taylor Nutt before her on that same play. She overran second and was caught in a pickle there between second and third, was tagged out for the last out of the inning, but not before those other two runs scoring in the inning. That four-run third inning for Ravenna, giving them that lead. We got a swing and a fly ball. This one going to center field. McVicker runs in, shields the sun from her eyes, and makes the catch for the third out of the inning. A two-out threat for the Lady Bulldogs. Mo Conrad comes back in and is able to strand those runners on base. No runs on two hits, no errors, two left on. And it remains a 4-1 Ravenna lead over Grass Lake in the 2026 Softball State Championship. Brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour, bottom of the fifth, coming up on WKHM.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. A leaky pipe or faucet might seem like a minor problem, but it can lead to serious water damage and costly repairs if the problem persists. Don't wait for the problem to escalate. Trust Grimes Plumbing for quick and reliable repairs that prevent further damage. Our expert team is ready to tackle all leaks, ensuring your home stays good and dry. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Sometimes you might wonder if you're investing your money the right way, especially when the markets are going up and down. You might wonder, will I have enough to retire one day? How long will my money last anyway? If you've got questions like these, or if you'd like to get professional advice about your investments, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You are listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Michaela Jurek leading us off for the Lady Warriors here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Grass Lake trails Ravenna 4-1. Connor Ockery with you on WKHM. 6, 7, and 8 due up here for Grass Lake. Looks at the first pitch off the plate for a called first strike. And then the next pitch high above the zone for ball one. 1-1 count. Today's coverage brought to you by Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson Public Schools, Industrial Steel Treating, Jessica Villarreal at Five Star Real Estate, and Prates Place Restaurant in Grass Lake. Another one missing. 2-1 for Jurek, who's 0-1 in this one with a second inning strikeout. 2-1, swing and a foul tip, and the screen behind and to the right, making it a 2-2 Jurek count. What Grass Lake really needs right now is getting the leadoff hitter on base. All four innings to this point, they've not been able to do so. 2-2, swing and a miss. Strikeout number 7 for Roselle. And once again, now 5 innings that Grass Lake has gone without getting the leadoff hitter on.
Number 9.
Here's Chloe Hollifield now, the catcher. at the plate. That is now 11 straight batters retired for Natalie Rozelle. First pitch called strike one, top of the zone fastball. Chloe Hollifield representing one of those seven Rozelle strikeouts in her first plate appearance back in the second inning. At that time, that was only her third. A one pitch called strike two on the outside half. Though they put a ball there on the scoreboard. Didn't see him hold up the count there. Swing and a miss there. So looks like that was a ball on the last pitch. 1-2 count now with that swing and a miss for Chloe Hollifield. Grass Lake not getting any base runners on since that first inning double from Mo Conrad to score their only run of the game. Pitch now in the dirt for ball two. 2-2 for Hollifield. But this Grass Lake team, they're resilient. We saw this, a similar situation, similar level of pitching. Swinging a foul into the screen behind, still a 2-2 count for Hollifield. Similar level of pitching from Peyton Welch of Ottawa Lake Whiteford, who they faced on Tuesday in the quarterfinals. Virtually untouchable through the first six innings before her complete meltdown in the seventh, where Grass Lake was able to rally. Line drive base hit into right field. Chloe Hollifield finally ends that run of 11 straight batters out for Grass Lake, and she gets the second hit of the game only. So we'll see if Grass Lake, they can get a spark there. Going to have a courtesy runner on first base. In place of Hollifield, it's going to be Maddie Bush. So Bush at first with one out. Grass Lake trails 4-1 to Ravenna. Here's Adeline Henson, the senior. 0-1, she grounded out in the second inning. First pitch from Rozelle, swinging a pop. This one going to the left side of the infield, and it's going to be caught by Sydney Morrissey at third for out number two. Big second out for Ravenna as they try to stifle any momentum that Grass Lake might have gotten from that one-out single from Chloe Hollifield. A run can happen at any time, especially important here for the number nine batter for Grass Lake, Kaylee Hilbearer at the plate. If she were to get on base right now, get the top of the lineup back in, Grass Lake could have something happen there. She looks at the first pitch off the plate. It's ball one from Natalie Rozelle. Very strong performance here, trying to guide her Lady Bulldogs to their first ever softball state championship. We got a swing and a miss now from Kaylee Hilbearer. One ball, one strike. Next one on its way. Swing and a miss. Falls behind 1-2. Rozelle looking to strand that one-out single there on first base. Hilbearer 0-1 strikeout in the third inning. 1-2. Fastball well above the zone. 2-2 now. Kaylee Hilbearer hitting in the number nine spot today. She's hit the eight spot previous in the playoffs. She was 0-3 in the win yesterday over Ever. 2-2, taken high and away. Close, but that's ball three. It'll run the count full. Now we're going to have a quick visit right here in the circle. Did they make a throw to first? I mean, there was a visit in the circle there. As don't think you can do that there, Postuma. I mean, it's worth trying. You never know what the officials will allow, but you had Postuma run into the circle to have a chat with Rozelle, and then in that meantime, you had Maddie Bush, the courtesy runner on first, run to the plate and have a quick chat with Kaylee Hilbert. And in that time, you saw Postema make a throw to first, try to throw her out like that. No, you cannot do that. Sorry. Worth a try, though. 3-2 payoff right down the middle. Froze up Hilbert. Called strike three, and that will end the inning. Runner on first is stranded, and Grass Lake remains trailing 4-1 to Ravenna through five innings. Back in a moment. This is the 2026 Softball State Championship brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Jackson County homeowners, there has never been a better time to upgrade to a high-efficiency Amana system than right now. With Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Amana dealer, get a brand-new AC system installed for as little as $99 per month, plus free 10-year warranty, free Wi-Fi thermostat, and free 1-year Comfort Club maintenance plan. Call Aspen 1 Hour today to schedule your free in-home estimate, always on time, or you don't pay a dime.
You are listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
2026 Softball D3 State Championship brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey Softwater, Wilby Transit Mix, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and AC, and Phelps Towing. 4-1, Grass Lake still trailing behind Ravenna here now in the top of the sixth inning. As Ravenna trying to add to their lead, all four of their runs back in the third inning with Bo Conrad in the circle, coming back in, getting the last out of the last inning with the first pitch here to Kendall Luce in there for strike one. Rocks and fires. That one taken low. You know Kendall Luce wanting the swing there. She's able to hold up. Good decision for her there. One ball, one strike. 0-2 in this one, a fly out in the second and a ground out in the fourth. Next pitch, that one called strike two. A little bit of a late strike call from the home plate umpire, but did look like it was just in the zone there. 1-2 now. Mo Conrad looking to retire the leadoff hitter here. Ravenna's able to get the leadoff hitter on base in four of the five innings they've been at the plate. 1-2 pitch bounces in the dirt ahead of home plate. Now it's 2-2 for Kendall Luce. Rocks and fires. Swing and a miss. Boy, Conrad needed that one. That is her first strikeout of the game. And she retires the leadoff hitter here, so back-to-back innings. And Grass Lake has been able to retire the leadoff hitter. That brings in Adeline Woodring. Again, all four runs for Ravenna scored in that third inning, but they've been able to threaten in pretty much every inning. Here's the first pitch to Woodring. That one misses off the plate. Ball one. Woodring, single in the third, got that party started for Ravenna. First of four consecutive singles to get their first two runs of the game. Eventually able to score two more runs on a later single there. Swing and a miss now. She gets back in at the plate. Conrad, quick glance at her wrist chart before firing the next pitch. One is called strike two, top of the zone. Great location there. 1-2 count for Adeline Woodring. Single in the third, ground out in the fourth with a run scored. She represented the tying run in that third inning. Next pitch off the plate. Two balls, two strikes. From Mo Conrad, who was pulled in favor of Kaylee Hilbert after the fourth straight single there, scoring the first two runs of the game for Ravenna. Eventually came back in to get the last out in the last inning. Reiser misses above the zone. 3-2 full count for Adeline Woodring. The payoff. Swing, fly ball. This one going to shallow center. Not as shallow as I thought initially, but caught all the same by Lily McVicker for the second out. Three straight innings now, Grass Lake has been able to get the first two batters out. But each time Ravenna able to get some base runners on with two outs. It was an error in the fourth inning and then back-to-back singles in the last inning with two outs. Now at the plate, it's Sophie Robinson looks at the first pitch on the outside half of the plate for a called strike one. She's one for two in this one, single in the third, and then reaching on an error to keep the fourth inning going. She also scored a run. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Falls behind 0-2. Good opportunity for Mo Conrad to get out of the side in order. Has not, I mean, technically been able to do that. Was able to do that technically in three batters in the second, but that was after a leadoff walk and then a double play. But trying to retire Ravenna in order here with no base runners in the process. Pitch missing off the plate. One ball, two strikes. Quick look at the dugout now. Gets back on the rubber. Fires the 1-2. Swinging a tapper. That's going to be ruled foul. It bounced in the batter's box and then rolled ahead in fair territory. But the umpire stopping that play with that fouled pitch. 1-2. Might be more in favor of Grass Lake at that point that happened. There was a good chance to be an infield single there with the slow roller there. That one's going to be swung on and fouled away. A screamer on the ground right to Grass Lake's dugout along the third baseline. Sophie Robinson hanging in there. Important as well for Conrad to get this out. Number nine batter in the order. The top four batters, top really five batters of Ravenna's lineup. That's where they've been doing a lot of damage today. Swung on and popped foul out of play. A Ravenna supporter. That one off his fingertips. That was catchable. He should have had that. Not able to haul it in. 1-2 count continues for Robinson. Base is empty, two outs. Next pitch, swinging another pop foul into the screen behind. Great at-bat for Robinson right here. So 1-2 count, two outs, still a 4-1 Ravenna lead over Grass Lake in the top of the sixth inning. So Ravenna, they've got four more outs worth at the plate. Try to score some runs, of course. Grass Lake, they're running out of time to rally here against Natalie Rozelle, who's been untouchable as we got a swing and a miss. Two strikeouts in the inning for Mo Conrad, and she does sit down Ravenna in order here in the sixth. Score remains Ravenna 4, Grass Lake 1. Bottom of the sixth inning coming up in 60 seconds. This is the 2026 D3 Softball State Championship brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
Whether you're applying to college for the first time, continuing your education, or returning to school, you deserve an education that will prepare you for where you want to go. Jackson College offers in-person and online classes taught by experienced instructors at a cost that won't break the bank. Register now for summer classes, academic programs with great earning potential, a better life, and peace of mind. At Jackson College, you can do it. Call 517-796-8425 or online at jccmi.edu.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
You're listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Today's coverage brought to you by Wolverine Seal Coating, Grimes Plumbing, Jim Winter Auto Group, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, and the Brokerage House. 4-1 Ravenna over Grass Lake, bottom of the sixth here, as Grass Lake led off by Lily McVicker. First pitch pops one over to Kendall Luce. They're off of first base for a quick first out. I brought this up during the quarterfinal game against Whiteford, but the philosophy remains the same here. You got an excellent pitcher in the circle for Ravenna, and one thing that Grass Lake has not been able to have happen in this one is get multiple base runners on. Got a swing and a miss for Layla Smith now at the plate. Falls behind 0-1. You've only at a time in this one had just one base runner on. You had the walk in the first with two outs and then the one-run single from Mo Conrad. Swing and a miss from Smith to fall behind 0-2. And then you had that run of 11 consecutive batters retired by Natalie Rozelle, spanning from the first through the start of the fifth inning. Swing and a miss, three-pitch strikeout for Layla Smith. That is strikeout number 9 for Rozelle, and on only 4 pitches, she retires the first 2 batters for Grass Lake. Here's Mackenzie Hillbearer now. But trying to get multiple base runners on, put some pressure on Rozelle. She's really not been faced with any pressure today. Swing and a miss on the first pitch to Mackenzie Hillbearer. Now at the plate as Grass Lake with their top 3 in their lineup coming through in this inning. Big spot for them as we've got a pitch bouncing in the dirt now for Rozelle. 1-1. Mackenzie Hillbearer in this one. She's 0-1. A walk in the first inning, and she was able to come across the score. So far, the lone run of the game for Grass Lake. Sends one to center field on the next pitch. Loved by Woodring. And that will do it for inning number 6. Grass Lake goes down in order for the 4th time out of 6 innings at the plate. And now Ravenna with their last chance to add to their 4-1 lead. Coming up in the top of the 7th, this is the 2026 Softball Division III State Championship brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our 2 ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
You are listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
4-1, Ravenna over Grass Lake. Now in the top of the 7th inning. Today's coverage brought to you by Prates Place Restaurant in Grass Lake. Open 7 days a week, live music on select nights, event space and catering, offering smoked meats, pizzas, tacos, and more. Prates Place in Grass Lake. Grass Lake's very own sports bar. and Family Restaurant. Last chance for Ravenna to add to their lead. 4-1 over Grass Lake. And then Grass Lake will try to rally in the bottom of the seventh. They've had to do so before in this playoff run. Can they do it again on the biggest stage? 1-2-3 due up for Ravenna in this inning, led off by the starting pitcher, Natalie Rozelle, who's had an unbelievable performance in this one. Been virtually untouchable for Grass Lake. First pitch in there for a strike. Next one, line drive, base hit into right field ahead of Kaylee Hilberry. With that single, Natalie Rozelle is now 3-for-4 at the plate, all singles. So not only having a big day in the circle, she's having a big day at the plate as well. Turns around and flexes towards Ravenna's dugout there. So she's on first with no outs. Here's Reese Harriman's first pitch is high for a ball, and then Hollifield threatening to make a throw to second. And they're actually going to have Rozelle out at first. She ran too soon. So there's the first out. Not exactly how you chalk that one up, Rozelle. She has actually been retired on base all three times that she's made it on. Next pitch to Harriman. Swing and a miss. A 1 count. And the last pitch didn't end up counting with Rozelle with that base running violation and then out. 0-1. Ooh. Just off the plate for Harriman's. 1-1, who in this one is 1-for-3. She brought in the tying and go-ahead runs with her 2-run single back into third inning. An inning in which all four of Ravenna's runs were scored. Another pitch misses below the knees. 2-1 for Reese Harriman's. She drove in the first run of the game in yesterday's semifinal win over New Lothrop, which was the only run of the game for the first five innings. Before Ravenna exploded for some more runs. 3 runs in the sixth and 3 more runs in the seventh to make that one out of reach for New Lothrop to rally. The one in the zone, 2-2, pitch swung on, grounded to third, and Collins overthrows Jurek, and that's going to go out of play. So an error that is thrown out of play. This is going to put Reese Harriman's on second with one out. Second error of the game for Grass Lake.
The batter is Emily Postema.
Emily Postema now the catcher at the plate. Number 3 in the Ravenna batting order. Good chance for them to get some insurance. Get some insurance runs across. Leading 4-1 in the top of the seventh. And Emily Postema's not even going to have a chance to swing. She's going to be intentionally walked. So Ravenna, a lot of pressure here in the top of the seventh now against Grass Lake. He had the leadoff single to Rozelle, which she was ruled out running before the pitch. And then an error and an intentional walk, getting runners on first and second with one out. We got a grounder rolling foul, just foul along the first base line. With Riley Homily now at the plate, falling behind 0-1. Homily's 1-for-2, single in the fifth. Intentionally walked in the third with a run scored. And then a line out in the first. 0-1 pitch to Homily, swing. This one's a pop to the left side of the infield and caught by the shortstop, Mackenzie Hilbearer, for out number 2, threatening to make a throw back to first, but Postuma's smarter than that, gets back. Runners on first and second, 2 outs now. Here's the number 5 batter, right fielder Taylor Nutt. But first, a quick chat, just one-on-one chat in the circle with Roger Cook and Mo Conrad. Knows that this could potentially be the last pitching that Mo Conrad will do of her tremendous high school career, senior. Of course, this will be her final high school game, as well as two of her other teammates, Adeline Henson and Layla Smith, representing the three seniors on this Grass Lake team. Runners on first and second with two outs. Taylor Nutt at the plate. First pitch. That one misses away for ball one. Taylor Nutt is one for two. A walk, a reach on a fielder's choice, and then a single in this one. Compare the number of base runners that Ravenna has had in this game to the number of base runners that Grass Lake has had. They've had at least one in every inning, much less they've had multiple in most of these innings. And Grass Lake, in comparison, they've only had three total base runners. Swing and a miss now for Taylor Nutt. Makes it 2-1. As Conrad looks to strand two more base runners for Ravenna on. Trying to hold this deficit at three as they try to rally in the bottom of the seventh. Swing and a foul tip into the screen behind. 2-2 count. Conrad looking to strain these two runners. Taylor Nutt at the very least looking to extend the inning, but a chance to get some big-time insurance runs here. Deep breath for Conrad, 2-2. Swing and a miss. So at the very least, Conrad ending her high school career in the circle with a strikeout. Gets an embrace with head coach Roger Cook and her teammates there as well. But now Grass Lake with some work to do. Bottom of the seventh, down three, trying to rally against Natalie Roselle and the Ravenna Bulldogs. Back in 60 seconds, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
So your driveway looks like it's been beaten up by the unforgiving Michigan weather. Your parking lot worn out beyond belief. Get it the protection it needs from Wolverine Seal Coating. Wolverine Seal Coating can extend the life of your pavement by applying fresh seal coating. And it looks incredible, too. Built to last, their high-quality products provide a durable barrier against the elements and will maintain the beauty of your property. If your driveway or parking lot looks bad, don't let it get any worse. Call Wolverine Seal Coating for a free estimate or visit WolverineSealCoating.com.
You are listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Today's coverage brought to you by Kelly Express Mart, Jacobs Farm Bureau Insurance, Jackson College, County National Bank, and Omni. All comes down to this. Bottom of the seventh, Grass Lake trails Ravenna 4-1. Trying to rally here. They've had to do it even just in this same postseason run. Specifically on Tuesday against Whiteford, entering the seventh down by two runs. Over the rally to score three runs and take that one. Mo Conrad at the plate leading off. Swings and misses on the first pitch from Natalie Roselle. Falls behind 0-1. Next delivery. That one taken high and away. One ball, one strike. So Grass Lake, only two hits and three total base runners in this one. Their lone run scored on Mo Conrad's bat. A one-run double back in the first inning. Fastball off the plate now, 2-1. Meanwhile, for Ravenna, they've had numerous base runners throughout the game. But the only inning they were able to capitalize was the fourth inning. The third inning. All four of their runs scoring into thirds. We got a swing and a grounder. This one sneaks past Homily at second. Goes into the outfield. And Mo Conrad. She gets on base to lead off the seventh. That's what you want to do. Trying to rally down three. Still some work to do, but Grass Lake, that's actually the first time through seven innings that they were able to get the leadoff batter on base. So Ava Hamp, she's going to be the base runner there at first base for Mo Conrad, who at the plate, 2 for 3, one run double in the first and the single just now with Kennedy Collins at the plate now. First pitch, swing and a miss, changeup, swung out in front of that one. Falls behind 0-1. Grass Lake needs to do what they did against Whiteford to come back in. It starts with just getting multiple runners on base. Ooh, pitch bounced in the dirt. Got away from Postuma, but Hamp, she didn't see it right away. Not able to get that jump and move up to second potentially there. She stays at first. 1-1 count meanwhile for Kennedy Collins. 1-1. That one taken high. 2-1. Natalie Roselle looking to close this thing out for Ravenna. Cap off what would be the first championship in school history, but Grass Lake, they're not going down without a fight here. Runner on first with no outs. 2-1 pitch to Collins. Swung on and tapped foul into the fencing behind. 2-2. Collins is 0-for-2 in this one, a fly out. The first inning, ground out in the fourth. Don't forget how crazy that seventh inning was last year. Grass Lake able to win a gutsy one against Clare. 2-2, bounces in the dirt and bobbled a little bit by Postuma, but able to keep it in front of her to prevent Hamp from moving up from first base. And now Postuma's going to have a quick chat with Roselle in the circle, trying to settle her down here. Count runs full to Kennedy Collins, 3-2 now. Fans from both teams on their feet now and cheering for what is a massive pitch right here. Grass Lake trying to rally here in the bottom of the seventh, 3-2. Swing and a pop, this one in foul territory. Is it playable? No. Goes into the Ravenna dugout. Kennedy Collins will have another crack at it here, 3-2. Had loose running that one down, but just out of the reach there. Home plate umpire gets another ball from the dugout. Before we proceed, Kennedy Collins back ready at the plate. Here's another payoff pitch from Roselle. She's ready on the rubber. Here it comes, the payoff. That one's going to run up and get her. No, are they going to say that one deflected off the bat? No. Ooh. So what at otherwise would be a ball, that looked like, my eyes looked like that got her, but no. Deflected off the bat and down. Trying to get out of the way of that one. So a fouled pitch is all that will end up being. Still 3-2. For Kennedy Collins at the plate, you had head coach Roger Cook come in for a quick chat with her before letting her get back in the box. So for the third time, here's another payoff from Roselle on its way. That one's high to the backstop, but it's ball four regardless. You did have an opportunity there with the ball going to the backstop for Hampton. Move up again, but a little bit too risky there, but here we go. First time in the game. Grass Lake has had multiple base runners on. You got Hamp at second. Kennedy Collins at first with no outs. That brings the tying run to the plate for Grass Lake. And now we're going to have a circle meeting for Ravenna. Head coach David Sherman coming in for a chat with his girls, trying to calm them down. And in very similar thing that we saw against Whiteford, they could not break through. Their starting pitcher, Peyton Welch, through the first six innings. But then all of a sudden, for the first time of the game, you get multiple base runners on to start the inning, and you could start to see that pressure start to get to her. We'll see how Roselle does under pressure now. Again, this is really the first time in the game that she's been under any sort of pressure. So we'll see. Michaela Jurek, who was one of the batting heroes for the team in the last game, she's now at the plate, and she looks at a fastball off the plate for ball one. Runners on first and second. No outs. 4-1 Grass Lake Trails here in the bottom of the seventh. 1-0. Pitch misses high. 2-0. And that was a big problem for Peyton Welch of Whiteford on Tuesday. Trying to close that one out. Couldn't throw strikes. And Roselle trying to refine the strike zone here. 2-1. Swing and a foul into the screen to the right. 2-1 now. One pitch at a time. 2-1 pitch to Jurek. Bounces in the dirt. 3-1 now. Natalie Roselle risking loading the bases with zero outs. Check swing from Jurek before back in the box. Next one. Gets the upper outside corner. Just grazing the strike zone there for Roselle. It's 3-2 now. Massive pitch right here. A lot at stake. Here's the 3-2. Swinging another foul out of play. So we'll do it again. So we had Kennedy Collins previously at the plate. A couple fouled pitches with a full count. Now, of course, Michaela Jurek. Here's another payoff. Swing and a foul tip into the glove for a huge first out. Strikeout number 10 for Roselle. And that brings in Chloe Hollifield now.
Chloe Hollifield.
Still chances for Grass Lake to get these base runners moving. Tying run still at the plate. Winning run in the on-deck circle. First pitch, that one's going to be low to Hollifield. She's 1-for-2, a single in the fifth inning, and a strikeout in the second inning. But Roselle, she's been great in this one. Again, a huge strikeout for her just now. 1-0, swing and a foul tip to run the count even at one. Roselle through six-plus innings. One run allowed on two hits. 10 strikeouts to two walks. But these last two outs are the toughest yet. 1-1. Swing and a line drive just foul. About 3 feet in foul territory along the first base line. And it's a 1-2 count now for Chloe Hollifield. Man. If that one stayed fair, wow. That one will be left to wonder as Hollifield will get back in the box. Roselle back in, ready in the circle. 1-2 pitch to Hollifield. Check swing, hold up in the dirt. Count stays even now, 2-2. Big take right there. So Hollifield back in at the plate. Deep breath there from Roselle in the circle. 2-2. Swinging a grounder. This one into the outfield. Base hit. Hamp rounds third. She comes in to score. And Grass Lake chipping away, bottom of the seventh. Trailing now by two. Hollifield comes through. RBI brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. So Hamp scores. Kennedy Collins moves to second. Hollifield at first. And here comes head coach David Sherman to have a chat with his pitcher again. Grass Lake's been waiting all game for an inning like this. So far they've scored one run on two hits, the other base runner being a walk for Kennedy Collins. But continuing the pressure. So now with that base hit, the tying run is now on first base. And the winning run is at the plate. Got to keep this going. Adeline Henson, number eight batter for Grass Lake. She now steps into the batter's box. As that circle visit for head coach David Sherman for Ravenna passes. First pitch, showing bunt initially, holds off, and then with that swing, fouled that one away into the screen. 0-1 count now. So for Roselle, she's had success against these 8 and 9 batters for Grass Lake. Henson 0 for 2. So is Hilbearer behind her. Next one, swing and a soft grounder. This one goes to second. Underhanded throw in time to first for a big second out, but that does advance both base runners into scoring position. Collins at third and Hollifield at second with two outs. Here is Kaylee Hilbearer now. So Roger Cook having a quick chat with the home plate umpire. We'll see if maybe we swap out. We get a pinch runner maybe at second for Hollifield. Still having a chat there with that potential pinch runner. Looks like that is going to be the case. So Hollifield going to be replaced on the bases by Maddie Bush. So Maddie Bush on second, Kennedy Collins on third. Two outs. Grass Lake trailing by two here in the bottom of the seventh. They got one out left to work with. Final out of their season right here. Tying run on second. Winning run at the plate, Roselle. First pitch, swing and a miss to Kaylee Hilbearer. Boy, a freshman too, to be in the batter's box in a spot like this. Wow. So Hilbearer takes a deep breath, gets back in at the plate. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Down to the last strike here. There's Kaylee Hilbearer. A couple practice swings for getting into the box here. Roselle trying to close this thing out for Ravenna. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and it's over. Ravenna takes down Grass Lake, wins their first state championship in program history, and they prevent Grass Lake from repeating as Division III state champions. Grass Lake, good chance to rally there in the seventh inning. But Roselle able to recompose herself, hit the last two outs. And that will do it. Final score, Ravenna 4, Grass Lake 2. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout here. And when we come back, we're going to break this thing down as Grass Lake falls in the state championship to the Ravenna Bulldogs right here on WKHM.
Longer days, better weather, more places to go. And everyone's back out on the road. From work days to weekend plans, it's the season to get moving. Until a little bump or fender bender slows you down. If that happens, take a breath and take it to Trips Collision, your local trusted source for collision repair. From minor dents to major repairs, Trips Collision will get your vehicle looking right and safely back on the road in no time. Because around here, when something happens to your vehicle, people know they can count on Trips Collision. Proudly serving Lansing, East Lansing, and Jackson.
Jackson County homeowners, there has never been a better time to upgrade to a high-efficiency Amana system than right now. With Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning, your local authorized Amana dealer, get a brand-new AC system installed for as little as $99 per month, plus free 10-year warranty, free Wi-Fi thermostat, and free one-year Comfort Club maintenance plan. Call Aspen one-hour today to schedule your free in-home estimate. Always on time, or you don't pay a dime.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. At Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
You're listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Softball championship coverage today brought to you by Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson Public Schools, Industrial Steel Treating, Jessica Villarreal at Five Star Real Estate, and Crate's Place Restaurant in Grass Lake. Ravenna takes down Grass Lake. Final score 4-2 here in the D3 State Championship. Ravenna winning their first ever championship in their school's softball history. A feeling that Grass Lake knows very well as they took home their very first state championship last year in a win over Clare, but not able to repeat this year. And the biggest reason why, Natalie Rozell. Man, she was something else in the circle today for Ravenna. Final score for her, 2 runs on 4 hits, 11 strikeouts, and 2 walks. And, of course, her definitive stretch of the game from the last out of the first inning all the way to the first out of the fifth inning, retiring 11 straight batters. And Grass Lake, only 3 total base runners until that seventh inning where they had their best chance to score runs. Got the leadoff single from O'Conrad, the walk to Kennedy Collins, get multiple base runners on for the first time of the game. And then Michaela Jurek strikes out. You had the 1-run single for Chloe Hollifield to pull Grass Lake within 2. And then back-to-back outs, Henson and Hilbert for Rozell to close this thing out and guide her team to their first ever state championship. Meanwhile, for Ravenna, all 4 of their runs scoring in that third inning started with 4 consecutive singles. And Reese Harriman's with the gut punch there, that 4th consecutive single, driving in the first 2 Ravenna runs of the game. At that time, giving them a 2-1 lead. And then later, Sydney Morrissey with the other base hit, a 2-run single, which gave at that time Ravenna their 4-1 lead. And every other inning, Ravenna threatening. It was only the 6th inning that they were retired in order. Every other inning, they had at least 1 base runner. At the very least, they threatened throughout the game. Way more base runners than Grass Lake in this game. And that was really the difference maker right there. Just could not break through to Rozell really until that 7th inning. But by then, man, trying to overcome a deficit against her, that's a tough spot to be in. Mo Conrad in her final game pitching as a senior with the Grass Lake. She goes 4 1/3 innings in this one, allowing 2 runs on 7 hits, 3 strikeouts, and a walk. Meanwhile, Kaylee Hilbert, you had her come in for some of those middle innings. She pitched in 2 2/3 innings, allowing 2 runs on 3 hits, no strikeouts, no walks, and 1 wild pitch. Meanwhile, at the plate for Grass Lake, you had a Mo Conrad. She had a 2-for-3 game, a double, a single, and then a run batted in as well. Chloe Hollifield, the catcher, as well. She had a 2-for-3 game at the plate, a couple singles and a RBI as well. Those being the two standout hitters at the plate for Grass Lake. As a matter of fact, those two hitters had all 4 Grass Lake hits in this one. So final line score, Ravenna 4 runs on 10 hits, no errors. That is big. And 7 runners left on base. Meanwhile, for Grass Lake, 2 runs on 4 hits, 2 errors, and 5 runners left on base. So for Ravenna, they finish their season with a 40-1 overall record. And, of course, win their first championship in program history, taking down last year's state champions as Grass Lake finish as the runner-up this year. Their season ends at 36-6. And even though this is a heartbreaking finish for Grass Lake, not able to defend their championship, but, hey, for a 2-year run, winning a state championship and then finishing as the state runner-up, that's not a bad 2-year run, if I do say so myself. And even though Grass Lake is going to be graduating 3 seniors, all of them starters, of course, and Mo Conrad being one of them, that's a big loss. But Layla Smith and Adeline Henson being the other 2 seniors graduating. Don't expect this Grass Lake team to be going anywhere anytime soon. A lot of young players on the lineup. I mean, just looking at it right here, these other starters. I mean, Kaylee Hilbert, she's going to be a sophomore next year. You have Kennedy Collins only going into her junior year. Lily McVicker as well, center fielder. She's going into her sophomore year next year. Chloe Hollifield, the catcher, becoming a junior next year. And then some of these other returning players as well. Ava Hamp going to be a senior next year. Maddie Bush is going to be a junior. And then Michaela Jurek, a freshman as well this year. She's going to be a sophomore next year. So, again, don't expect Grass Lake to go anywhere anytime soon. This is still an absolute powerhouse program in Division III softball. Even though it ends heartbreaking today, you're the runner-up, but still 2-year run, state championship, and a runner-up appearance. Not too shabby for Grass Lake. So one more time, final score, 4-2. Ravenna takes down Grass Lake to win their first state championship in their school's history for softball. And Grass Lake not able to repeat as state champions. But it's been a blast covering sports all season long. We've covered several championship runs as well. Lumen Christi football, a couple basketball state championships for Concord boys and Lumen Christi girls. And then covering Grass Lake softball coming up just short in their championship run this season. It's been tremendous. Of course, shout out to our sponsors, Aspen 1 Hour presenting sponsor today, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Will Be Transit Mix, Brook and Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, Phelps Towing, Wolverine Seal Coating, Grimes Plumbing, Jim Winter Auto, Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, The Brokerage House, Kelly Express Mart, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, Jackson College, County National Bank, Omni, Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson Public Schools, Industrial Steel Treating, and Jessica Villarreal, 5-star Real Estate. Thanks for hanging out with us all sports season long. And then, of course, huge shout-out to Prate's Place Restaurant in Grass Lake. They've been with us since the start of the playoffs with Grass Lake, both baseball and softball, hanging with us through this postseason run. So it's been great. And that's going to do it for the 2025-2026 high school sports season. Going to take a couple months off, and we'll be back at it in the end of August as we get started with another football season. For Luke Moorhead, holding down the fort all year long back in the studio, my name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning in to this presentation of high school softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. We'll see you in August. Have a good rest of your weekend, everybody.